Biblical sanctification. Sanctification embraces the entire being, spirit, soul, and body. See. Christians are bidden to present their bodies, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Every practice that weakens physical or mental strength unfits man for the service of his Creator. Those who love God with all their heart will constantly seek to bring every power of their being into harmony with the laws that promote their ability to do His will. They will not by indulgence of appetite or passion enfeeble or defile the offering they present to their Heavenly Father. Every sinful gratification tends to benumb and deaden the mental and spiritual perceptions. The Word or Spirit of God can make but a feeble impression on the heart. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. How many professed Christians are debasing their godlike manhood by gluttony, by wine drinking, by forbidden pleasure? And the church too often encourages the evil, to replenish her treasury which love for Christ is too feeble to supply. Were Jesus to enter the churches of today and behold the feasting there conducted in the name of religion, would he not drive out those desecrators, as he banished the money changers from the temple? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body, and in your spirit, which are God's. He whose body is the temple of the Holy Spirit will not be enslaved by a pernicious habit. His powers belong to Christ. His property is the Lord's. How could he squander this entrusted capital? Professed Christians yearly expend an immense sum on pernicious indulgences. God is robbed in tithes and offerings, while they consume on the altar of destroying lust more than they give to relieve the poor or support the gospel. If all who profess Christ were truly sanctified, their means, instead of being spent for needless and hurtful indulgences, would be turned into the Lord's treasury. Christians would set an example of temperance and self-sacrifice. Then they would be the light of the world. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life control the masses. But Christ's followers have a holier calling. Come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean. To those who comply with the conditions, God's promise is, I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.